Tell me about your experience with Toby, please, Kristen.
Well, I've been here from the very beginning with Toby. He was back behind the scenes. We were able to watch Shelby give birth back there, kind of watch the weaning process of her nursing him and then going on to solid food. I do a lot of training with him, so right now we're just getting him used to eating fish and doing some basic behaviors and being comfortable around us. Once we were with that, we were able to move him to the main exhibit.
How's he doing with eating fish and basic behaviors?
He's doing great. He actually eats really well, so he was able to come out nice and early and see all the public.
Basic behaviors means what?
Basically following the trainers, a deck response, coming up onto the deck with us and going back into the water with us. We're also training him a target pull behavior, and that's kind of the start of a lot of other more intricate behaviors that they do.
Now, what does that mean, target?
It basically is a buoy that he is trained to touch the end of. So right now he's in the process of learning that behavior so that he can follow that around and just be comfortable getting nice and close to us as trainers.
How intelligent are harbor seals?
That's really hard to say. Intelligence with animals is very difficult to kind of gauge, but they definitely are adapted perfectly for their environment and able to survive and compete with other animals. So on our main exhibit, they do great with our California sea lions.
What was today like for you?
It was a really exciting day for me. Like I said, I've been with Toby from the very beginning, so it was very exciting to see him introduced to the main exhibit. His sister Bixby came right up and checked him out, so it's exciting to see him kind of growing up and getting comfortable in his new environment.
What's interesting is he looks small here. We're standing inside, but looking outside, he looked like a big baby.
He is. He actually weighs roughly about 70 pounds, so he is a lot larger than you might think since he was born on May 1st, but he is a harbor seal. They developed that layer of blubber and fat to keep him nice and warm, so he is a large baby, but he's perfectly healthy for his age, and his size is pretty normal, yeah.
Very silly question. Is there any way that seals can be affectionate like another animal would be?
These guys are actually, they're pretty solitary, pretty mellow. So they're great animals to have on exhibit. They do, the younger ones like to come up to the tunnel and explore. So you might see Toby and Bixby kind of doing that when the public's around because it's a new place for them. It's very exciting. But that's kind of the gist of it, yeah.
They're not really like a cat. Nobody's going to see them nuzzling up against you or anything.
No, not really. They're wild animals, so we definitely take that into consideration when working with these animals. They do know us as trainers. They get their food from us, so they definitely have a relationship with us in that sense. But they're kind of hanging out and enjoying their new home now.
And finally, Kristen, what's been one of your best experiences working with this guy?
One of the best experiences is just right now kind of watching him grow, watching him come onto the main exhibit, get used to his home. He's getting really comfortable in here. He looks like he's doing wonderful, so I'm really excited about that. So that's probably one of the best experiences besides the actual day of his birth.